Good evening, Mr. Keenan. How are you tonight?
Good evening, Anthony. How are you today?
Good evening, you, sir. What's on your mind?
Nothing. I just wanted to mention to you. Did you listen to my podcast this morning? I did.
I
One
certainly did.
on a blessing for this morning. Did you hear it?
I certainly did. It was a wonderful blessing, and I appreciate you for sharing that.
Well, I'm starting to do different ones now because I don't want to do the same episodes on sports every day. I'm trying to make it better.
Good for you. I'm glad to hear that. Is there any way I can help you with that?
Changing it up a bit is what I want to do.
Well, that's good. Is there anything I can do to help you with that?
Yeah, you could now when you came up with your name for your podcast, right?
Soldier up for Jesus, yes.
Did you decide if that was going to be the determined name, or was that a name you decided on your own?
That was a name I decided on my own because I am a soldier of the living, I am a soldier in the army of the living God, and I take that more seriously than anything.
Well, I just thank you for that because I listened to yours, and that's how I got the idea to change it up a little bit because my idea of doing my podcast is not to do the same thing all the time, is to do different episodes about different things that are like quotes and inspirational quotes and all that stuff because I believe in all that stuff. I do. I truly, truly do.
Praise God. I'm glad to hear that.
And your show that you and one of your friends did on your channel the other night, it was only you two. Michael Fletcher and Michael Bullock weren't involved.
No, this Soldier Up for Jesus podcast, that I do on my own.
No,
Oh,
not
you mean the
that one.
wrestling show?
The one that
The
you
wrestling
guys
show.
did on your The one that you
Yes.
guys did on your channel.
Yes, my wrestling show. Yes. Michael Fletcher had work commitments, so he couldn't join the show. And Michael Bullock was with Mary Ellen. He was doing Christmas holiday decorating with Mary Ellen.
And that's another thing.
Yes. So and Michael Fletcher had work commitments. He had to get up early in the morning, so he didn't have time to stay up and do the show with me and Dee Dee Woodson. So that's why it was just us on Monday night.
It was a very interesting show because I actually listened to it after you did it.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
The only thing that I am trying to get across to people is I'm trying to get more people to listen to my podcast than anything. It's because I don't have that inspiration that it takes to get people to listen to my shows because not a lot of people do. It's always the same people.
Yes, well, there's a reason for that, and the reason simply it's very simple. I mean, the world we live in today, that's what it is. It's the world we live in today. I mean, they have other interests and they don't care about that. And we pray, and at my church, we preach about this all the time. I mean, more people need to get this stuff. I mean, there's a lot of unsaved, unwashed masses out there that need to be cleaned by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that is
You got
exactly.
that right, brother. You have that right, and that was well, very well said what you just said. That makes a lot of sense too.
I'm glad you understand. I mean, the blood of Jesus Christ, that's what it is. And also, I mean, a lot of unsaved people out there, and they need to get the message. And that's why I do my podcast on a Sunday whenever I have a minute. You know, I have a lot of things to do, and there's also football on and all that, but when I have a moment, I share it. And I'm going to be sharing another special message on Sunday that I came across from someone I don't know, who is a pastor somewhere else. I saw a message, and I want to share that message to everybody. And I'm also going to do a reading from the Bible, Psalm 103, and I'm going to read that out loud, and we're going to pray about that. So I hope you tune in.
Anthony,
Yes,
I
sir.
got something I want to say to you.
Go right ahead.
I'm gonna start doing different episodes on my podcast to do inspirational quotes that I find on my Instagram, because a lot of people that I have on Instagram, they post these
Yes.
inspirational quotes that I just follow by, because those are the best things to follow by.
That's exactly right. I mean, like I said, there's a lot of people out there who don't get it, and they need to get it. And my church talks about this all the time. And you know, there's a reason for this. I mean, social media, other things that are distracting all these unsaved people out there from the Word of God. Nothing can replace the Word of God. I came from a wonderful Bible study tonight. I had a wonderful Bible study at my church tonight. And let me tell you, my dear friend and pastor, Lucille Russo, oh my goodness, that woman can preach, and that woman has a heart of the Lord that I'm just so inspired by. And she's one of the many, many reasons, along with her husband, Pastor Carl Russo, the two of them and their family and the congregation that I go to at my church, Oasis of Grace Ministries in Providence. I cannot tell you how much they have inspired me to be the man that I am today. And
Well,
I don't know what else.
you, my friend, you have really inspired us, all of us.
Praise the Lord.
I listened to every word that you said on Sunday on your podcast, and I'll tell you something. Oh my God, that got the message across, because I really liked the words that you used in that. Good for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And it was a friend of mine. It was a lady friend that I met at my church about a year and a half ago. Her name is Suzanne Carter. And we had a nice little Facebook Messenger chat late Saturday morning, early Saturday afternoon. And I wanted to share that with all of you to encourage, to inspire, and you know, get the word out. Because, like I said, a lot of unsaved people out there who don't understand, and they need to get it. They need to get the right message. Not worry about your everyday life. Not worry about social media or what the hottest trend is. Nothing, none of those can replace the Word of God.
Nothing compared to what we're talking about now.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that.
Because this world needs more inspirational people in it, like us. Not those people that post garbage on their Facebook. No, none of that.
Or Twitter or Instagram or any social media nonsense. No, not at all. Not at
This
all. I mean,
world is turning.
it's horrible.
Unfortunately, this world is becoming one crazy world. People doing crazy things each and every day. We don't want to see that.
No, we don't. No, we don't. And if I could describe a lot of people in this world in one word, it would be fickle. Fickle, fickle, fickle.
The stuff that you read each and every day about these different postings that people post, it's sick. It scares me, and it's disgusting.
Yes, There's too much hate in this world. There's too much nonsense going on. And, you know, we have a voice, and it's about damn time we started using it.
Right? I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, I'm gonna let you go for now, but before I do, please check out my friend Anthony's podcast because he is one inspirational person. Please, please check out his shows as well as my own. Between the two of us, we have the power.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's exactly right. We have the power, we have the authority, and that's all there is to it. So listen. Listen to this show. Listen not just to mine, but also to Mr. Keenan's as well. I mean, he's not just about sports like I am. He's also about the Lord. He's a mighty man of God, just like I am. He's a soldier in the army of the living God, just like I am. And I don't know what else there is to
Everybody,
say.
please tune in to Anthony's shows and also mine, because between the two of us, we can change the world.
Oh, hallelujah. That's our goal. And I'm not going to rest until that happens.
Me neither. Well, bro, I'll talk to you again. Have
Right, my friend.
a nice night, and once again, listen to my podcast and Anthony's podcast because they mean something to the world. Okay? Please tune into these shows when they're posted. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good night.
You too.
God bless you, my friend.
Bye.
Bye for now.